Tonight is the first night of Hanukkah, and that means producer Scott Hewler is thinking about his favorite Hanukkah story. It's one you probably have not heard.
Hanukkah is a kind of a one-story holiday. You know, it's the victory of the Maccabees, a group of Jews resisting the attempts of the Greek king Antiochus to force them to stop practicing their religion. When the victorious Jews re-entered the temple in Jerusalem, there was only one vial of consecrated oil for the eternal light. One vial would last one day. A messenger was sent for more, a journey of 8 days, yet when he returned, the one vial had miraculously lasted all 8 days. In commemoration, Jews light one candle tonight, then an additional candle each night until they light 8 on the final night. 8 candles plus, that is, the Shamas. And here's where another story comes in, a story I call the Mighty Shamas. The Shamas is the helper candle. Hanukkah candles are supposed to provide only pleasure, to do no work. So an additional candle, the Shamas, is lit, and it lights the others. Thus, on the first night, there are 2 candles. On the 8th night, 9. Each night, the Shamas is allowed to burn all the way down with the other candles. That is, in most households.
This is Michael Rosner from Westminster, Maryland, calling, talking to Scott Hewler from Nashville Town, Tennessee, about the shrinking Shamas candle of Hanukkah.
Excellent. That's my friend Roz from college. In his family, they treated the Shamas special. Okay. Well, your family has a kind of unusual Hanukkah tradition.
That's correct. Tradition that my family has that I learned from my father was that each night of Hanukkah you light the Shamas, which is the middle candle, and then you light the candles for each day, and then you put the Shamas in the middle and the other candles from each of the days burning. However, my family's tradition was to blow out the Shamas. And I thought that was perfectly normal and perfectly reasonable, but I found out that that's not quite the case sometimes.
Does anyone in your family know where that tradition got started of blowing out the Shamas each night?
No one does, and I'm sure that I asked my father about it, but it was probably something he said, "Well, that's just the way we did it. You know, that's the way that his family did it," and so it just got passed on. And like I said, it just seemed perfectly normal to me to do that.
And so you're thinking, big deal, they don't burn the Shamas every night. But wait, the story gets really good. Keep listening. And so then, but there's one more element to that. Now, on the 8th night, you let the candle burn all the way down, right?
Exactly right. That's the tradition.
And you told me that there was one thing that happened every year. It seemed to happen every year. What was that thing?
Well, that the Shamas would be shorter.
Wait right there. The Shamas is the shortest candle from having lit 1 plus 2 plus 3 and so on. It's 36 candles on the preceding 7 nights plus all 8 candles on the 8th night. And all the candles burned down, and Roz, as Jewish children do, watched to see which candle would burn out last. I can remember it to this day, sitting in our dorm room, Roz telling me the candles would gutter and flicker, and then, at the last moment, the last daily candle would go out, and somehow the Shamas still would burn. It was a beautiful story, the Hanukkah miracle rekindled, a beautiful metaphor for perseverance and faith. I love that story. I've told it to hundreds of friends, even working on a children's book about it. So I called Roz to let him tell you. Let's go back to Roz.
That the Shamas would be shorter, and so the Shamas would be the first one to be extinguished. You know, you would think that the Shamas, which is kind of the important candle, would be burning last, so you could appreciate it. But no, that one gets burned out first.
Really, that's what happened? Because I remember it. The way I remember it was that you would say that even though the Shamas was the shortest candle, it always seemed to be the last one to burn out. You're telling me that for 20 years I've been remembering this wonderful Hanukkah story, and I have it all wrong.
Well, I guess. I would think that would certainly be a miracle of Hanukkah, wouldn't it? Because you would have the short candle lasting longer.
Well, that's what I always thought was happening. I've told so many people this story of Mike's mighty Shamus, that he's got this was amazing thing. They would blow out the Shamus, and it would last day after day. And the last night, even though it was the shortest of all the candles, it was always the last one burning out. But no, it turns out it was the shortest candle. It burned out first. Who knew? What big deal? It's the big deal, miracle of Shamus. What did you expect?
that's just physics. That's the way it is.
So if your family had had the oil at the temple in 156 BC, they would have lit this one little cruet of oil, and it would have lasted a day. And 8 days later, the guys would have come back with more oil, and they said, "Well, of course it burned out. What do you expect?"
Well, I'm sorry that I let you believe this falsehood for 20 years.
Well, I don't think it was your fault, actually. When I look back at college, I misunderstood a lot of things.
So the mighty Shamus turns out to be not a lovely gem-like metaphor. It's a big, fat mistake. At first, I was kind of depressed. Then I thought, no, it's a story. I mean, we're talking about Sunday school stories in the first place. It's true, it's not so true. The point is, it's a good story. It can still be a metaphor for perseverance, for sharing your flame and being made stronger. And finally, there's one more benefit. It turns out, the way Roz tells it, the story of the mighty Shamus isn't his story. It's mine. Thank you.